I'd like to call to order the special meeting of the Parks and Rec Committee. And I would like to acknowledge anybody that's on the line and let them know that I will acknowledge them as they come along. We would ask that you would either mute your phones or keep it quiet during the meeting when you're not wishing to speak, so that we can are not disruptive. And with that, I will ask staff to call roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all members are present.
Very good. So this is the time for public comment. If you have something that you would like to talk about that's not on the agenda, that has to do with Parks and Rec, this would be your time to make those comments. Is there anybody there that would like to make any comments about any items not on the agenda? Okay, hearing none, I will close public comment. Is there a motion to accept the minutes from the previous meeting?
We don't have the minutes from the previous meeting.
Then we won't make that motion.
We'll do that at the regular Park and Rec Committee.
Okay, so my bad. Thank you. That makes more sense now. Okay, so we'll move on to item D, which is discussion items. And at this point, I'm going to turn the meeting over to staff.
Yes, as you're aware, staff hired TerraCare, which is an outside contractor, to perform landscaping services at various locations within Discovery Bay. And we wanted to give you an update on that, and I bring Parks and Landscape Manager Bill Engelman up to give you that update.
Hey, Bill.
How's it going?
Good to see
evening.
You.
So, three or four emails, 3 or 4 weeks, I've been back and forth with them. He claims, I've given him a punch list. He claims that they've been out here and done the work, but I have photos of the work that hasn't been done. Particular areas of concern are over the boulevard, clipper, shrub trimming, and the shrub trimming on Pope. Hasn't been touched. And then the spraying, not positive that they actually did spray. So I'm going to respond to him with photos, ask for pesticide reports about spraying.
I guess we're kind of refraining from elevating it at this point. You're still trying to deal with whoever your salesperson or your account manager is.
The account manager, yeah.
Yeah. So obviously, at some point, we may have to elevate this to somebody up further up in the food chain.
Initially, he was supposed to have a second walkthrough after
they never came out for it.
He never came out for that.
Yeah.
Are they pressuring us for payment?
We do have two invoices, one past due.
But they've been responded with the appropriate response, like, we're not going to pay you until you do what you say you're going to do, or?
Well, that's going to come probably in this next.
Okay. Well, appreciate you staying on top of that.
Yes.
We rely on you and to make sure that we're getting what we're paying for, so thank you for doing that. And I guess it's going to end up being a combination of accounting and landscaping at some point, as they, because if they're not getting paid, they're going to perform one way or the other. Or we get $10,000 worth of work for free, and they don't get the $16,000. So, okay, thank you for that. Any other comments on that, Bill?
No.
Any public comment on that? Anything, Brian?
Nope.
Okay, thank you. Item two, please.
As the committee is aware, there were leftover Zone 8 funds based on the fact that we were not operating the community pool, and we've had such shutdowns due to COVID-19. And so from fiscal year 19-20, there was a $100,000 carryover, plus another $68,000 that we had attributed to the pickleball courts in case the grant did not come through. But total amount's $168,000, but what we did is we dedicated $100,000 to trying to refresh Clipper Drive, and that was making some plants, some rock, some mulch, repairing our sprinkler lines, etc. And we committed to commencing that work in-house at the beginning of November. Well, Bill will explain that we started that process, but it came to our attention regarding a Prop 68 competitive grant, which is different than the Prop 68 per capita grant that guarantees us money. This is one we have to compete for, but we have And so we're asking the committee to bring back later to the board, can we stall working on Clipper Drive in order to pursue this grant? And I will turn it over to our landscape manager to talk about that grant.
Okay, so the Prop 68 competitive grant, we dove deep into it, became aware that we could potentially be awarded some monies. There are two criteria. You have to meet one of them. We do not meet the income threshold under the $56,000 per household. But we do, on some sites in the town, meet the less than 3 acres per 1,000 residents. Now, none of our park sites meet either criteria. So we started brainstorming and thinking, well, can we consider Clipper as a linear park? So we did the numbers, we checked the numbers. That site actually would work to apply for this grant. We've spoken with the program officer for the grant. She has our information regarding park acreage and household income. She feels at this time that it's a viable option for us. So our vision for Clipper would be more of, like I said, a linear park, wider meandering paths, spots to benches to stop and rest, gazebos, maybe exercise equipment along the path, pedestrian scale quaint lighting along the path, of course new plants and irrigation, potentially some grass areas, because I know people like to walk their dogs along that path. So that's the direction we feel we can go in with this grant.
That's a heck of an idea. Before I go any further, I'd like to know if there's any public comment on this item. Okay, hearing none, I will close public comment. Who wants to go first? Brian, do you want to go first or want me to go first?
You go first.
Okay, so great idea. I've been thinking about it. It's, as Mike had proposed this to me a week or so ago. I love the idea, actually. I think there's several things that should be incorporated into it, and you hit, great minds, you know, that whole deal. And I really think that this would be a nice area to be able to, for one thing, Brian knows this better than I do because that's his side of town, but that's an extremely well-used area that has been neglected for way too long. That's why we're trying to focus on it. Let's talk about the amenities.
Sure.
I would see this being a real overhaul of the entire area, and I would like to see incorporated into that some exercise things, stops, you know, to do the thing where somebody can, but not high impact, not, you know, marine hoo-ha, you know, type stuff, but stuff that could be used by people of all ages. And so it would really what we're trying to create is a wellness area that works along with the path. So I think that would be a whole different direction to go, which may help us with the grant, because we're talking about wellness, we're talking about health, but we also need to include that path is well used for dog walking. So I think we should include some dog bag stands with garbage cans underneath them so that people can take care of that as they walk through that path. And these are the kinds of things that I would envision that being used for, and a beautification upgrade. I mean, that's really what it's been dying for 6 years. And I think it's a good idea. It's kind of a catch-22 because now we're pushing out. Well, we don't know. Any clue as to where we would stand on a competitive grant application? It's a crapshoot or what?
No, not really. If we, if our site is approved, there are just certain criteria that we need to do steps on. So, for instance, we would need to hold 5 community-wide engagement sessions, workshops, so to speak.
To get input from the community?
That's
a great idea anyway.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Great idea. We've been talking about, with the new board being seated, that they're kind of wanting to do more of those town hall meetings.
Right. So that's a significant point getter to do those 5.
Okay. So again, it's kind of a catch-22. We're kicking a can down the road, but not for very long.
Right.
And I think that the risk reward is great in that we would almost triple the money we're going to invest in it, right?
Oh, yeah. If
and we could do everything we wanted to do, and really make that an asset for the community. Brian, that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. I just have a couple questions regarding that proposal. Mm-hmm. So from a cost standpoint, what's the cost? I'd imagine we have to prepare some type of maybe architectural plans or drawings.
It would have
to
be designed and estimated. You could apply up to $8.5 million for it. So all of that is uncovered.
I missed that number somewhere.
That's huge. But do we have a estimate what would cost from us to apply for this grant?
Oh, in terms of staff time to apply for the grant?
Well, do we have to have an architectural drawing to submit to?
No. We don't have to have a drawing.
Okay, so we don't have to.
It's the idea, and the idea of selling it, using the community, having them be involved. How it's going to benefit the community is another large portion.
Well, I just want to make sure we don't have to hire a third-party engineer to design this so then we submit it.
Not prior to getting the grant. No.
Okay, so at some point we...
Yeah.
If that is becomes mandated in there, it will be built into the cost of the project.
Right.
I know, and I'm sure Brian, personally, I could put 100 people, well, can't do it like that anymore, but I, you know, in speaking in old terms, I could put 100 people in this room right now from over there that would talk about how great of an idea this would be.
Yeah.
And so I don't think that engaging the community is going to be a problem. I would be in favor of giving staff the lateral ability to put off immediate plans on that until we can get a better answer, until we can apply for this grant and see if we're successful or not. Am I saying that right? Is that the answer you're looking for?
Yes. Correct. The deadline is March, so it's coming up. It's not months down the road.
I think it would be important for us to put that in, because we've made some commitments to the public, you might say, through some meetings that we have. So I think it's important to get this information out to the public and let them know we're not kicking the can down the road. What we're trying to do is give you better product, better results, and a much finer area. And we're just asking for 3 months of patience until we can find out whether or not we got this. Otherwise, spring's a good time to start a project like that anyway. And we're jumping right back in it and doing what we can do with the limited funds that we have.
Right, and we're going to, under the general manager's update at the board meeting
mm-hmm.
tonight,
yep.
Unless you speak to it first, we will notify the board that of the same intention that we're notifying you of. So the full board isn't expecting us to start on Clipper Drive as we said we would, so that they know the reason for the delay.
Right, and make sure you take the legitimate credit for digging deep enough to find these kind of things, as we're trying to work with a limited budget that we know we spend a lot of Zone 8 money here. As when you guys are out there digging around looking for ways to better monies that are limited within, because we can't get the county to give us any more money, that you guys came up on this and it was a great job, and I want to make sure that,
yeah, I would like to
your team gets credit for doing this.
Right, and thank you for recognizing the staff, because
right.
They're constantly on the lookout for that, so thank you for that recognition for them.
Anything else that we want to, anything else on that particular? So, yeah, one way or another, Mike, if they ask for my report before yours, or no, you usually go before, however it works,
yeah,
we'll get it out there, or we may reiterate whatever you say, or if I miss something, you can reiterate it. But yes, I think that's a great idea. Thank you for bringing that to us. We're excited about finally getting some things done around town. Item number three, please.
Yeah, item number three. As I had indicated earlier, there was $168,000 of fiscal year 1920 monies.
2020, Mike, you keep saying 1920. 2020. I'm not that old.
Fiscal year 19/20.
19/20, okay. I was thinking about my grandma when you said that.
yeah.
She was born in 1908, so.
Thanks for throwing me off my game here. It came out to $168,000. Now about $14,000, and that's Zone 8 money. Now that about $14,000 of that money has been spent. We set aside to pay TerraCare. So that leaves us the balance of
approximately $50,000, just to round numbers.
So if we keep the $100,000 set aside just in case our grant doesn't go through, that leaves us about $50,000, $52,000 in there for other projects in Zone 8.
Yeah.
So the fact that our landscape crew is not going to be engaged in doing Clipper Drive. The thought process is, well, what other projects could we do that we could use the $58,000 or $52,000 for? And so Bill Engelman will give you some ideas that he has on how we can spend that money, but we're also soliciting feedback from you as well. Bill?
Yeah. So originally, I think it was in September that we decided to start with Clipper, and we were going to move on to the Boulevard, and we're going to do Newport. So the idea then, if holding off on Clipper, okay, we can use these funds that are already allotted for Discovery Bay or Newport. Also, up for discussion, we could freshen up Clipper minimally just to keep the weeds at bay. And the fourth project possibility would be to do the islands on the Boulevard in that dryscape theme to intertwine the two areas of town.
Can I jump in?
Jump.
Perfect segue. So just for clarification, because we have some special meetings, we had some meetings that took place at the general meetings,
yeah,
and a lot of information kind of got convoluted between the two. Is it your impression that the board approved the three projects, Clipper, Newport, and Discovery Bay Boulevard?
It's my impression from the September 2nd board meeting that that was the approved recommendation.
And that's my impression as well.
Okay.
So given that, if we approve the $188,000 in projects that you proposed, this changes the math on everything we're talking about tonight a little bit.
How does it change math?
Well, I guess I'm just a little confused on, and this might not be you able to answer this, but we have carryover fund money. I assume that's a wallet. What other sources of funds, what other areas are the funds coming from? Okay, that probably didn't make sense. So,
I think I know what you said. So let me, if I may. So we have $168,000 that was identified, and in fact, even Director Mayer identified it when we were talking
188,000.
About.
$188,000.
So what's the number?
My recollection, which could be wrong, my recollection is that was the first time we introduced to you the difference between what it would take for a contractor to do the job and what we thought we could do the job for on those specific areas. But I don't believe we got marching orders to go do all those areas. I think what came out of that meeting was, let's begin with doing Clipper Drive and take $100,000 and let's get Clipper Drive done. And that's kind of where we left off. I don't think every one of those projects were approved for us to go do, because we didn't identify a funding source. I think he was just presenting those costs at those meetings, and I could be wrong.
And that might be right, because we had multiple meetings, but in which case, I don't remember us approving Clipper Drive then. That never went to a vote.
I think it was by direction.
I don't think it was a vote either. I think it was when there was a special meeting called to the board, because for whatever reason.
Right.
And then as it was discussed, actually what, to my recollection, what happened was that we looked at those projects, we liked what Bill had to say, and then they were going to bring it back to this committee to give further guidance and then bring it back to the board, because it was a little weird having the entire board doing the work of our committee. And so we said we would bring it back. I kind of took control of the situation a little bit and said, you know, hey, let's bring it back to the committee. The committee will talk with what's available, and then that recommendation will come back to the board for approval. That's what I recall happening.
Yeah, so there was a lot going on. So I guess I'm coming from the standpoint, if we agreed, and Bill seemed to be on the same page, that we agreed to these three projects,
yeah, that's still my recollection.
Then we're talking about $188,000 of projects and funding.
Well, that's what that dollar amount is, as an estimated amount. Now, remember, some of that's already been spent, because some of it was Discovery Bay Entryway. We've already spent that $8,000 or $9,000.
That's perfect.
That project's complete already.
Okay.
The top project's complete, so that takes $8,000 off the table. And I'm not, I can't, I don't know if we can, if,
well, we do
if it was, I don't.
I'm not trying to derail anything.
I don't know where that extra $12,000 was going to come from. You know what I mean?
Presented on September 2nd.
Right. Now, Bill, I've heard you say, yes, we agreed to do all of those. It's more expensive. I don't think we agreed to do all of those because it's more expensive than the carryover.
I believe the term we used was value engineer to get it under the 188.
Well, you were going to put in your time. There were some other things that were going to happen that we thought might happen there. So I think what, and I agree with Director Gateau, what we really want to know is what are the real numbers we're working with, and is the 168 the real number that we're working with that's available through excess funds? And that doesn't include the money that's already been spent on the entryway or the entrance, but it does include the money that's going to TerraCare.
Depends what pot of money you want to take funds out of.
That's the other point. Right.
Right.
So this is strictly Zone 8 money we're talking about right here.
Correct, and we were targeting the expenditures of the $168,000 carryover. That doesn't mean that there's not other pots monies can be derived from.
And that's where I was trying to get clarification. If the board did approve that and we don't have enough carryover funds, then we'll have to use funds from other sources.
Well, it's different to other zones. Like Newport is listed as a project, that's a different.
That's Zone 8.
All the way down Newport, Zone 8?
To the bridge.
To which bridge? Oh, down there where the new stop sign's going in?
That's 61.
Is that where? That bridge? No, the bridge before the water treatment plant? The bridge by the new pump? What bridge?
No, not the bridge. The Newport Drive.
Yeah, so that would be it. So all three of his projects are Zone 8 projects.
All three of these projects are Zone 8.
Yeah, and the reason why we did it all three of these projects are Zone 8 projects is because we were looking
at the Zone 8 carryover
money.
That's Zone 8.
Right, so, and again, I'm not trying to derail this item. I'm just trying to understand, do we do a different project, or we just say, okay, we're not going to do Clipper right away, we'll go do Discovery Bay Boulevard because we've already approved it, if we've approved it.
I don't believe that there was an official board vote to take money out of a particular pot and go forth and approve Discovery Bay Boulevard. In fact, we told TerraCare, we hired TerraCare to take care of Discovery Bay Boulevard in terms of cleaning up and refreshing Discovery Bay Boulevard. And we were going to do the areas that we felt needed immediate attention that we didn't hire them for. So it was actually TerraCare that was supposed to take care of Discovery Bay Boulevard. And I don't believe there was any approved project to go revitalize Discovery Bay Boulevard.
Okay.
Other than
yeah,
that,
so
that
plants, mulch, fabric, rock, on the list.
It's on that list. That list, I don't recall us getting approval to go in-house and do that list. That was a discussion list for discussion.
Understand. So is the best use of our time to decide a different landscaping project or reallocate Bill's time on one of the two that he's already identified?
Let me put it succinctly. We want keep $100,000 in abeyance so we can have it for Clipper Drive just in case the grant doesn't come through. By the way, now that's one issue. So by the way, look, we have carryover funds in the amount of $50,000, roughly, to go spend on other projects. And then we have other potential pots of money that we can report back on what we can spend in Zone A. And you can decide, this was recommended for discussion. You can eliminate every one of those and you can come up with a completely new suggestion on what we should do that's not even on this page. And then we can come back and tell you whether or not we think we can afford it or how we'll afford it or what monies would be necessary to fund that particular project.
Got it. Well, if that's the case, then personally, and I don't speak for Director Grace, but personally, I would love to see that Discovery Bay Boulevard get a major revamp.
Is there any public comment on this item? Hearing none, I will close public comment. I think that there have been other areas of Discovery Bay that have been neglected longer than the boulevard has been. The boulevard went through a rehab years ago, but it's also been fairly well maintained by our existing crew. I see them out there working on it. I know we're bare on some ground cover and those kind of things, but I with the major, with Clipper getting the, my deal is this. Those two islands down there on Discovery Bay Boulevard have been, that project's been kicked down the road for 15 years. I think something needs to happen with those two islands down on Discovery Bay Boulevard. I don't think they're high dollar items. I don't think they're gonna take up a lot of the money because there's not a lot of square footage down there. But we can, again, as Bill mentioned, bring in our theme landscaping a little bit into those islands and make them the drought resistance, get rid of the grass, whatever the plan is, and beautify that area. It's been neglected for a long time. Now, granted, that's Discovery Boulevard, but I don't think that's what you were referring to.
No.
I would like to see, I would like to see staff bring back to us a proposal for Discovery Bay Boulevard with some more kind of detail about what the plan would be.
We're talking about the first section of the boulevard.
We're talking about from
the entrance
to
here
to Willow Lake. No, to here, to Willow Lake.
Yeah.
To Willow Lake.
Okay.
And then also and I don't get over there as much as Brian does because I don't live on that side of town. But and also, I'd like to get an evaluation of Newport also. I don't want to neglect that. I mean, I see it when I drive down and I see there's landscaping on the right-hand side that's our responsibility. But I don't see any other, I don't know what else needs to be done over there. So I think just from my own personal knowledge, what is recommended, I know it doesn't have a large dollar amount, so there's probably not a lot there. But I would like to take a look at that also. So somehow, what do you have down for the islands? Do you have those on there?
Eight.
Yeah, $20,000. Okay, well, and that's based on kind of what it costs to do Poe, I guess. I think I just would like to see a little more detail before we give much more direction on that. I don't know. I don't know how else to address that.
The problem I see, though, the islands do definitely need to be dealt with. I just feel those should be last because at the end of the day, the total population of Discovery Bay that gets to see those islands on a daily basis is quite minimal compared to the total population that actually drives Clipper and Discovery Bay Boulevard.
Understanding that thing, that's exactly why it hasn't been addressed for 15 years, because the thought process has been, nobody sees them, so we don't have to mess with them. And as being on the board for 13 years, I've listened to that reasoning for a long time, and one of my pet peeves.
No, and I agree. I just know how limited their staff time is and the resources.
Just for the board's information, on those islands, they have a lawn in those islands.
Right.
And you have to water those lawns, otherwise
it's a waste.
It looks even worse.
Yeah. And
the problem is we're not supposed to be watering
those
lawns.
There you go.
No, and I agree. We have this amazing vision with Clipper. I would love to see some of that amazing vision transferred to Discovery Bay Boulevard as people come in and out of the community. It's not horrible, but there's some bad sections and there's some opportunities to widen the walkway a little bit. You know, there's areas along Discovery Bay Boulevard where there are like PG&E boxes where they've recessed those maybe we could do something like that, would extend all the way down. You know, some ideas. I just think some lighting ideas. You know, it would be nice to have some nice modern lights on the boulevard versus those old school.
Yeah, that's a whole deal. That's like, who owns the lights? Do we have PG&E's permission? I don't want to get into that right now. But
I guess I'm just looking at, you know, we have $106,000 despite how they're allocating, because we would have spent $106,000 on Clipper.
But so either we put off all the projects until we find out if we get the grant, or we decide which projects we're going to attack now so he can get his guys working on it. I think that's where we're at.
That's where we're at.
We're not talking about putting off, that's what this discussion about alternate projects is where would we like to see them focus there? We know we have roughly $50,000 in projects we can do. Where do we want to see that money spent? And what kind of recommendation do we want to make to the board to approve that expenditure? That's kind of where we're at, I think.
Okay.
And we don't have a consensus at this point. So I guess we're looking for a stronger recommendation from staff on this that can make us look one way or the other.
I think staff's position on this is that we would like to begin something that we can accomplish before Clipper Drive takes effect. So what we want to tackle are maybe the things that we think that we can accomplish, go in and get it done within this time period for that amount of money. And taking on a larger project like Discovery Bay Boulevard, I think we would want things like more community input. We would probably want to hire a design architect. So that would come out of Zone 8 money that we would have to dedicate to that. And I think those are a larger process. What staff is proposing is that we can go in and, I'll put quotes around this, do some quick fixes to some areas that need our attention. And while at the same time working through to get the grant, because that's going to take a heck of a lot of landscape time, effort, especially on the management side, to work with the grant people to create a schematic and bring to light the vision that we have. So let's go in and get some quick projects that we know we can accomplish in the next few months.
So I would like to see, personally, I would like to see the islands addressed and the rest of the money spent on Discovery Bay Boulevard. I think Newport can wait. Excuse me. That's what I'd like to see. And you know, if we can minimize, you know, if we can knock $3,000 or $4,000 out of the islands, that gives us another $35,000 to put into Discovery Bay Boulevard, which is two-thirds of what you're saying it would take to do the whole thing. And then I look to those spots that are really going to make the impact, and try to enhance Discovery Bay Boulevard. And we have areas in Discovery, you know, like the levees, those two spots between Shell and Clipper Estates, whatever that open, and
Spinnaker,
and then the other one right here between your street and Spinnaker. There's large areas there that we're not allowed to do a whole lot with because they're primary levees and they're restricting what we can plant there and how we can plant it. We've run into this problem before. So I don't know how we, because those are kind of bare spots, but I don't know that we can do much with those. I think we pretty much acknowledge that that's a difficult place for us to work. But there's a lot of areas that can be, with either change in the type of plants that are there. These were planted 6-8 years ago, you know. They definitely need to be freshened up. Bring some color into it, maybe a little bit. I don't know. What do you think about that, Director Couteau?
Well, I agree with Mike. Maybe we do need to have a little more thought and some consideration and more public input on the boulevard. I guess I know the frustration the community has with our current landscaping throughout the whole town. I was thinking from the standpoint, how do we get the most bang for the buck and most visibility? And that's why I chose the Discovery Bay Boulevard, because there's a ton of traffic. I don't know how much visibility the islands will have for the whole community. Do they need to be done? Yeah, they need to be done. So I'm gonna stay on top of this. If you wanna throw some, freshen up some, I can see doing a limited tan bark or something on Discovery Bay Boulevard just to freshen it up a bit.
Yeah, I agree.
Versus Clipper, which we're about to do a major rehaul.
I don't wanna spend any of this money. Item three here, or is it item three? On your list?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't want to temporarily go put a band-aid on a Clipper if we think we're going to get a thing. If let's just wait and do Clipper either on our 106 grand or on their money. I don't want to spend time on Clipper right now. If we're willing to ask for the community's understanding that we're trying to do the best thing for the property, let's just leave it at that. Let's leave it alone. Okay. And say we'll know by March what we're doing here.
And actually, I'll throw this out there, I don't know if it's a good idea. Maybe bring some signage up in Clipper saying, coming soon, this is what we're trying to think about. Please be patient with us, and some type of rough sketch, I don't know.
Well, I absolutely agree with that. Also putting something on our website, but that has to be once we get approval, because we have to say we're seeking, you know, this stuff. So it's a timing, but I absolutely communicating with people,
well,
the reason for the delay is important.
We're gonna improve Clipper one way or another. Whether we do it for $100,000 or we do it for $300,000, we're gonna improve Clipper.
Or whether we do it in 2021 or 2022.
Well, I was gonna ask about that too. I looked at this completed by 2025. That seems like an awful long.
You can start once you're approved. You can go.
Okay.
The funds are there until 2025.
Ah, that's what that number is. We have to spend that money by 2025. It's kind of like our, when we get our. Yeah, I got you. I'm with you. Now I understand. Thank you.
If staff can make a recommendation for thought, and I'll have Bill tell me I can't afford that. How about staff commence with putting some mulch and some a refresh just to brighten up Discovery Bay Boulevard, complete that, and then move to doing the islands on Discovery Bay Boulevard in a dryscape so we can eliminate the lawn and that kind of stuff. But we'll start with Discovery Bay Boulevard, get that mulch, maybe some, look, try to refresh it, make it look clean and pretty, then we'll move on to the two islands, and that'll keep them busy through this process. That would be my recommendation. Yeah, we can afford that.
And here's the other benefit of that proposal, and that is that by the time, this is November, end of November almost, by the time you get into that, you're into spring when you're finished here, and we will know also if there's more Zone 8 money that may be available to us, because if we're still closed down because of COVID, we still have left, you know, funds that are, you guys didn't eliminate the budget for we carried forward basically the typical budget for the community center into 21-22, right? Or 20.
We carried what?
So we have.
We're still acquiring savings as a result.
That's Michael. Thank you very much. That's exactly what I was trying to say. So we may have some funds available that we don't even know of yet, based on when COVID opens up. You know, because hey, we were in the gym a month ago. Now we can't go in the gym again. So it's a fluid situation with regards to. Biting my tongue, living in California.
Is Director Gateau okay with that recommendation? That recommendation, I'll repeat again, is that we'll start with Discovery Bay Boulevard with a mulch refresh and maybe some additional items that staff believes that they could afford to brighten things up. And then we'll move, once we've done that, we'll move to doing the projects on the Discovery Bay Boulevard islands.
Okay. I would not shortchange the project on Discovery Boulevard. I wouldn't say, oh, we can't spend that because that 20 grand for the island. Let's just do what needs to be done there up to a reasonable point, knowing that you need to have money set aside for the second project, but we also think we may have some money coming in. So let's not shortchange Discovery Bay Boulevard. Start there.
Bald spot.
Right.
We didn't have $1,000.
Right. Right. Let's start there and make that look good. Not just, you know, lipstick on a pig. Let's make it look good. And then that would be the recommendation that I'd like to see you propose to the board of directors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That took a while to get there, but I think we got there.
I think we did. Thank you.
Is there any other? I think that was item 3. I don't see anything more on the agenda. Future, well, we have plenty to talk about in the future as we get to our regular meetings. Anything else?
Yeah, just before you adjourn, I don't know if this is reasonable or not, so I think a lot of the confusion comes into place not understanding how much money is available for projects. And maybe at the committee, at the Park and Rec Committee, staff would come with, here's how many funds we have left over in carryover. Here's how many funds we have left over in Zone 8 or 9. If you guys are thinking about doing something, it just seems at this point we have no idea how much money is really out there.
I'll let Julie talk to that, and I'll weigh in if I need to.
Okay, so we've given an estimate of $100,000 in carryover reserves, and what I've been instructing the finance committee over the past 3 or 4 months is we need to get the audit for last year done and make sure we don't have any audit adjustments that will come through and deteriorate that amount. So we have a little bit more than that. We've said we're pretty certain we're gonna hold $100,000 in carryover. Now, the auditors are coming in at the beginning of December, and I'm hoping to get an audit sometime after the first of the year, but it doesn't come until February or March, usually at the earliest, probably March, I guess, if now more I think about it. So I will talk with the auditor, and I'll see what we can do, and I'll see if we can make some better forecasts and get that to the next part of the Rex Committee and have the reserve analysis and the carryover funds.
And maybe if I could ask a question, this might help me. Do we not operate in real time, or?
We are trying to, when we become our own treasurer, we're going to be acting and operating more in real time. But we will never be, my understanding, and Julie correct me, we will never be operating in true real time. I've been working with staff to get as close to it as possible so that when we say, here's a dollar amount that's a balance, we know that that's a true balance. Well, there could be outstanding invoices, there could be other things that affect that are out into the wind. So we're working on making the numbers that come before you accurate, but there are some challenges.
And those items that might, you know, we have a lot of those taken into consideration already. One of the problems is each fund is separate,
yeah.
And there's things that go all over the funds. So I don't want to say, hey, you have X amount of money, and then all of a sudden realize, wait, we've got to transfer funds over to here because this goes over to Zone 9 or this goes over to wastewater and blow it out. And those are the things that come up in audit. We are trying to diminish those as we go on and get better, you know.
Sure, but you can see how that information is relevant to the committee.
Absolutely.
As we're having conversations. So.
So hearing what you had to say, Julie, thank you for that input. It kind of sounds like everything kind of may gel really well in March, because we'll know what's going on with the grant, whether we got it or we didn't get it. We'll have a better idea exactly what funds are available for us and what we can spend. So if we go ahead and just start with that $35,000 or $40,000, I know you estimated $56,000 for Discovery Boulevard, but if we say, okay, maybe, and you guys, I'm not gonna tell you how to do your job, you can up to $40,000 maybe you spend on Discovery Boulevard, and that's gonna take us through the first quarter of the year to probably complete that project, huh, Bill?
Yeah.
So kind of everything comes together and we'll have a better idea of where we stand and what decisions we can make in March, because the big thing we're holding our breath on is the big grant. After that, we can take care of these other projects, and they're like dropping the bucket compared to that project.
The application for the Prop 68 grant is due March 31st. They will take all summer to evaluate all the grants to get an answer.
We won't know till August whether or not we got the grant or not?
Could be September.
So we're kicking this down the road a little further than spring.
They don't give a time frame, but that's when they're due, and then there's an evaluation period, and they evaluate them because it's competitive. I'm sure they're scoring them, and then they announce, and it could be a month.
So, now that we've identified this competitive grant, I think the most important thing to do is to put together a fully developed claim, a fully developed proposal. That I don't want the proposal to be thrown out because we're asking for frivolous things, but I really think that we should go for as much of it as we can possibly get to make sure that Clipper becomes something that's going to be sustainable for 20 years down the road.
Absolutely agree. And the grants themselves, it's just not you submit a proposal. There's sections that you have to comply with that take you through that process to weed that out. But yeah, this needs to be thought through with a great amount of consideration.
So by making this decision today, this committee is making a decision to not do anything with Clipper Drive till at least the end of summer next year.
To not give Clipper Drive a costly facelift. We intend on maintaining Clipper Drive so we don't have the issues of the weeds and things of that nature.
Regular maintenance, but not an enhancement. Okay, that was not clear in my mind until just now. Okay, I still think it's the right thing to do. And that'll give us time to do town hall meetings and do Zoom or do whatever we do, team meeting, whatever we need to do to bring the public into the process. That'll help us get the communication out there that this is real. We're really trying to do the right thing here, but understand that there's no guarantee that the transparency of the project is this. We either are going to have a lot of money or a good-sized amount of money, but we don't know which it is yet.
Correct.
So, anyway, I don't have any... Do you have any more money? Okay, and not hearing any more, any other input from staff on anything? Do you think we understand what the goals are here?
We have clear direction.
Okay, then I will call this meeting to adjournment.
Thank you.
Good meeting.